The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. 810, Plan B Morning Show. How are you? Look at that today. Partly sunny, high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 60% chance of rain and showers, mainly in the afternoon / evening. Looking at a high of 48. Tomorrow. Let's take a look at your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford, your best buds in the business. What's up, Katie? How are you? WTF today, oh boy. Florida, absolutely, 100%. What would you say, about 92% of these stories come from Florida? Half my family lives in Florida. I should just call them every morning. Hey, what happened last night? So here we go, man. Back on the 29th of last month, two drivers in Largo, Florida, got into a road rage argument. One of them was a 61-year-old guy named David Whipperman. The other is a woman whose name hasn't been released. It's not clear what caused their argument, but at some point, David got out of his truck and walked up to the woman's window, her car. She rolled down her window and apologized. "Sir, I am so sorry." And as she was saying, "Sorry," if you could say that, lip that out for yourself. "Sorry," how your mouth goes. This is what David did. David spit the food that he was chewing into her mouth. "Sir, I am so sorry." Oh, can you imagine? I'm pretty sure they like to chew in Florida. He probably had a massive lipper in. And he hawked one right into her mouth. Oh. Blech. Cops investigated what happened. David was arrested, obviously, on the spot for felony battery. There's no word on what type of food he spat into the woman's mouth. But does it matter? Doesn't it have to be food? Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard to talk right now. My mouth is watering. That is probably the grossest story that I've heard in a long time. And of course, it comes from Florida. So there you go. That's your WTF this morning. Brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center. Your best buds in the business. We'll be back.